Stupid cloak. That was embarrassing. Glad no one saw that. Oh. Hi, Master. You're dreaming. Well, how do you know that you're not? What do you? What? But put the face down. Okay, put the face. Okay, you're not dreaming. Okay, you're not dreaming. You're awake. Please don't throw the face at me. Please, please. Oh, I didn't mean to sneak out. Okay, I did, but I was counting on you to stay asleep until morning. And if you had, this wouldn't have been as big of a deal as you're making it. So what if I went out? I came back in one piece, didn't I? Don't worry so much. I wasn't far. I just wanted to join some buddies down the road at the tavern. You know, have a drink or two. Some good, clean fun. Nothing more. I swear.
My hands? What's wrong with them?
Oh, damn it. I forgot it leaves a sparkly residue. Fine! I did just a little itty bitty teensy bit of magic. But only a little bit. It wasn't that much, I swear. I swear on the cattle. No one was hurt. That badly. Okay, don't get mad. But, there may or may not be wild, feral wolves running loose in the streets. Look, it's not my fault. Josiah of Edensville bet me half a crown that I wasn't able to turn his beer mug into a sack of hooves. And in my defense, I thought he had set a pack of wolves, and in which I had confidently fulfilled my end of the bet. Although recalling it now, I admit I maybe should have thought of a way to put the wolves back first. And okay, before I knew it, they started terrorizing the patrons. One started nipping at the musicians, while two infiltrated the kitchen for the food. And then another one was actually very polite, remembered to wipe its mouth with a rag after it bit into a poor bar goer's arm. It was so adorable. He used his cute little paws and everything. In the end, I couldn't figure out how to get rid of the wolves permanently, so we resorted to just chasing them off into the street. On the bright side, they'll probably fix our stray cat problem, and I left the tavern with half a crown. I have no idea how I'm gonna wear it, though. It keeps falling to one side. Yeah, you may call it irresponsible, but I call it an act of heroism. You try rounding up a pack of wolves with nothing but a raw cut of steak and some courage. I know, your number one rule. Under no circumstances during the apprenticeship am I to practice magic without your supervision. Which is a stupid rule, by the way, if you really think about it. I mean, if I'm going to be one of the best sorcerers this kingdom has ever known, wouldn't it make sense to try some spells on my own? At least every once in a while? Oh, come on! Name one time where I've done something completely and utterly stupid with my magical abilities. Ignore that. I mean, how much more training could there possibly be? I've read every book in the Enchanted Library, I've recited every incantation, I've even memorized, front to back, the ancient scrolls of Valhalla, yet I can't even do a simple card trick without you hovering over my shoulder. Discipline? Is that a spell I haven't learned yet? I mean, what chapter of the Necronomicon is... Oh, it's not a spell. Oh, discipline is that icky, normal human training of obeying the rules and following orders. That sounds super boring, if you ask me. And I also didn't understand how this discipline relates to my magic training. What do you mean, I'll see? Wait, what do you- Seriously? Magically chaining me to the wall. Are you gonna tell me to find a way to escape, or why are you touching my hair? Ow! What do you need a strand of my hair for? The object in your hand? Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I know what it is. It's a voodoo doll, an ancient effigy crafted by the practitioners of black magic that needs only one piece of DNA to take full sensational control over a donation host. What you do to the doll, the donator will feel as if they share the same body. And, what exactly do you plan to do with that and the strand of my hair? If you don't mind me asking.
You're gonna test it? Well, I mean, now how are you gonna...
No, no, wait, stop! No, stop! Wait, don't tickle me! No, wait, no! No, I'm not enjoying it! No, go stop! No, stop! No. Oh, you're so evil! No. Oh, God. All right. I think I've learned my lesson. What do you mean that wasn't the punishment? What more could there be? We're gonna be using a wand? But I've exceeded past the use of a wand, remember? It was a handicap for my beginner's training. A different type of wand? Is it, like, made of a different type of wood or ivory? Oh my god, what is that? Oh, what is that? That is a peculiar-looking wand. Where did you find such a relic? An otherworldly tradesman on your trip to the Kingdom of Edgewell? That's a funny name for a kingdom. Well, what terrible, dastardly power does it hold? Can it shoot lightning or summon locusts? Or does its blunt head contain the heart of Bahamut? None of those things. Then, what does it do? Oh my god. Oh my god. What is this? What is this? What is it doing to me? What kind of sorcery was that? You've never taught me that spell. How did it feel? It felt so... I never felt that before. It wasn't particularly bad, but I... Wait, no! Oh my... Fuck! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, my... allows me to comprehend. From what magical realm does it draw its strength from? Double D batteries? What are double D? No! Fuck! No! 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 If its effect is to hinder the use of speech, then you very much exceeded past that purpose. Why'd you stop? No, I wasn't enjoying it. I just... want to know if it's over. You saw me rocking my hips? Well, that's obviously a side effect of the spell. That parts of me have started moving subconsciously. Whatever this mischievous spell this is. You're moving up a setting. I don't recall most wands having any sort of interchangeable strength levels. Then again, my brain is very fuzzy at the moment. I can't recall much of anything in the last few minutes. Okay, I get it. No talking. No, just, oh god. I don't know what you expect to get out of this, but it's not words. Fuck, shit. No, could you possibly start to circle the wand a little more? Fine, yes, I fully succumbed to this wand's power. I can't fight my urges anymore, and I admit something so unusual has felt so satisfying. Could you give me more? Just circle it around me a little harder. Oh, you want me to say the magic word? You taught me many magic words. You're going to have to be more specific. You want me to say please? That's not a magic word, that's a regular word. Wait, no, don't pull it away, please, alright. Could you please circle the wand harder into me, please? Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, God, the magic feels so lovely around me. Oh, God, just a little harder, please. Just a little harder. Yes, oh, my God, fuck, yes, like that. Oh, it's making my hips rock a little more. Oh, I'm not sure if I'll be able to stand for much longer. Oh, God, yeah. Oh god, it's gonna make me. Why? Oh, this isn't fair. Oh, you can't expose me to such a wonderful feeling and then take it away. Oh, please put the wand back on the doll, please. I'm begging you. Please. No, just leave me hanging here, please, I promise I'll be good, I promise I'll never sneak out again, I'll never use magic without your permission, no more wolves, just please put it back, please, I need it so bad, please. Recite 5 of the 26 laws of magic, you've got to be fucking kidding me, you've already turned me into a groveling mess, haven't I had enough? Won't let me come until I do. Fine. No. No. One should always wash their hands after performing magic, as the residue could stain your robes and sheets. One should not leave a glass of rose water out for too long, as it may attract unwanted fairies. Look. One shall not bring back the dead as beings brought back will not be the same as their once living selves. One should always double check their cloaks for any straggling sprites, which are notorious for their clinginess. And lastly, never cast spells out of impulse. May I please come, please. Yes, thank you. No, please, no, I don't want any more, please. No, please, take it off, please. No. promise, no, no more sneaking out to do magic. I definitely learned my lesson. What are you? Oh, thank you for the head kiss. I know it was just on the doll, but it felt nice on me too. Okay, thank you for the real head kiss too. Can I be unchained now? I can't get out of them. We haven't gone over bondage spells. What do you mean, figure it out? No, you can't just leave me here. Wait. Can you at least put the doll in my hand? I want to give myself a massage. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, this feels nice.